There are many moments in life when prayer feels natural. And then there are moments when prayer becomes essential. Moments when circumstances move beyond human control, when every visible solution disappears, and when strength, skill, and experience suddenly seem very small.
Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, a podcast for people of prayer. Today we will hear from a prayer partner of America Pray Now, Lisa Pampaloni.
As I was preparing another episode, Remembering God's Hand in American History, I stopped to take a look at the many examples we've already discussed. The Noble Train Artillery, where Henry Knox and a small group of patriots were able to transport 59 cannons from Fort Ticonderoga to General Washington's camp just outside of Boston in the dead of winter. A miraculous endeavor that resulted in the British general, William Howe, having to evacuate Boston and giving a much-needed victory to the Continental Army. We also remembered the miracle of the Apollo 13 mission, returning safely after our nation paused everything to pray and to watch. And in fact, when the American Senate passed resolutions asking all Americans to pray for the safe return of their countrymen and urging businesses and communications media to pause for the prayers at that hour. We looked at the lives of Abigail Adams and Harriet Tubman and how their faith led them to pray in the turbulent times they lived in, and how God's answers to those prayers have left a mark in history that will forever be remembered. We looked at the Confederate camps during the Civil War and how prayer ushered in revival, where lives were completely given over to God, and how God brought peace in the midst of a bloody war, and how souls were ushered into the kingdom of God. Truly, God honors the prayers of his people. And as Proverbs tells us in chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. There are many moments in life when prayer feels natural. And then there are moments when prayer becomes essential. Moments when circumstances move beyond human control, when every visible solution disappears, and when strength, skill, and experience suddenly seem very small. Today, we continue to recall moments in American history when God did the miraculous through the prayers of his people. It is the true story of Eddie Rickenbacker, World War I flying ace, aviation pioneer, and one of the most respected military heroes of his generation. But more than that, it's a story about prayer in the middle of overwhelming circumstances. It's about the quiet strength that comes when people turn their attention toward God while surrounded by uncertainty. In October of 1942, during the height of World War II, Eddie Rickenbacker boarded a B-17 Flying Fortress on a secret mission across the Pacific Ocean. The assignment involved carrying important information connected to General Douglas MacArthur. Seven other men were aboard the aircraft. Experienced men, trained men, men accustomed to pressure and responsibility. But somewhere over the vast Pacific, problems began to unfold. The navigation equipment malfunctioned. The aircraft drifted off course. Fuel supplies dropped lower and lower, and eventually, the crew realized they were hopelessly lost over an open ocean. No land in sight, no clear location, and no certainty anyone would know where to search. Finally, the engines ran out of fuel. The pilot had no choice but to ditch the bomber into the Pacific Ocean. Miraculously, the men survived the crash itself and climbed into small rubber life rafts floating in an endless expanse of water. But surviving the crash was only the beginning, because now came the waiting, the drifting, the exposure. Three tiny yellow rafts sat in the middle of one of the largest oceans on Earth. The heat during the day was relentless, and the nights turned bitterly cold. Salt water burned their skin, the sun scorched their faces, their food supply disappeared very quickly. And then came the thirst. The ocean stretched endlessly around them, yet none of it could sustain them. Again and again, they watched clouds gather on distant horizons only to move away. Imagine the silence of that scene. Nothing but waves, wind, and sunlight reflecting endlessly across the water. No engines overhead, no rescue ships appearing in the distance, only uncertainty. And it was in that setting that prayer quietly became central. One of the younger men carried a small New Testament. As the days passed, scripture began to be read aloud on the rafts. Morning and evening, prayers were offered together. Nothing dramatic or elaborate, simply people turning their thoughts toward God in the middle of circumstances completely beyond their control. And perhaps that is one of the most powerful truths about prayer. It reminds us that while circumstances may feel unstable, God is not. Prayer lifts our eyes above what is immediate and frightening. It steadies the heart when everything else feels uncertain. The Bible says in Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Notice that verse does not say trouble will never come. It says God is present in it. Out there in the Pacific Ocean, prayer became a continual reminder of that presence. Day after day, the situation grew more severe. Food was gone, there was no drinking water, and the heat was exhausting. And then on the eighth day, something extraordinary happened. After a time of prayer specifically for food, Eddie Rickenbacker rested with his hat pulled over his face to shield his eyes from the blazing sun. Suddenly, he felt something land on his hat. A bird. In the middle of the Pacific Ocean, far from land, a lone bird had landed directly on one of the men drifting in those tiny rafts. Eddie slowly reached up and caught it. That bird provided food, but even more importantly, parts of it became bait for fishing. And soon the men began catching fish from the surrounding waters. And once again, prayer and provision became deeply connected in their minds. Not because every hardship instantly disappeared, but because help arrived exactly when it was needed. And isn't that often how God works? Sometimes provision comes in dramatic ways, sometimes quietly, sometimes through things we might have overlooked under ordinary circumstances. But prayer changes our awareness. It reminds us to recognize grace even in small mercies. Still, the greatest challenge remained, though, water. Again and again, rain clouds appeared in the distance, and again they drifted away, until one day another cloud approached. At first it seemed it would miss them like all the others, but then the wind shifted. The cloud moved directly over the rafts. Rain poured down onto those small life rafts in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. The men used clothing and containers to gather every drop they could. That rain became life. Eddie Rickenbacker later spoke openly about these moments, not merely as lucky coincidences, but as evidence of God's care and provision during impossible circumstances. And perhaps that is one reason the story continues to resonate decades later, because life still brings moments that feel overwhelming to all of us, moments where answers seem distant and where the future feels unclear, moments where circumstances stretch far beyond our ability to manage them. And in those moments, prayer becomes an anchor. Not because prayer magically removes every storm immediately, but because prayer reminds us that we are not alone inside the storm. Prayer recenters the heart. It quiets fear. It strengthens endurance. It restores perspective. It reminds us that God sees beyond what we can see. Scripture tells us in Psalms 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God." And again in Isaiah 26, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Because peace in calm circumstances is understandable, but peace in uncertainty, peace while drifting, while waiting, that kind of peace comes from somewhere deeper. So after 24 days at sea, the surviving men were finally rescued. They were weak, sunburned, and exhausted. One man had died during the ordeal, but the others survived. And Eddie Rickenbacker spent the rest of his life speaking about those days with deep gratitude. He famously said, "I have no explanation other than that the Heavenly Father was taking care of us." And coming from a man known for discipline, logic, and courage, those words carry weight. Because sometimes the strongest testimonies come from people who have seen how limited human strength can be. And maybe that is the lasting lesson of this story. Not simply survival, but the reminder that prayer matters. That in the middle of uncertainty, prayer steadies the soul. That in situations beyond our control, prayer redirects our focus toward the one who remains in control. That even when answers do not come immediately, God is still present, working behind the scenes. What makes Eddie Rickenbacker's story feel so relevant today is that uncertainty is what many people are feeling across this country right now. People are weary, anxious, divided, overloaded with noise and anger and instability. We are surrounded by headlines that constantly remind us of conflict, economic uncertainty, moral confusion, wars, political tension, cultural divide. And much like those men drifting in the Pacific, many people feel as though the ground beneath them is no longer steady. What once felt dependable suddenly feels very fragile. And in moments like these, there's a temptation to believe that peace can only come if circumstances improve first. But Scripture teaches the opposite. True peace does not come from calm conditions. It comes from the presence of God. And that is why the image of those life rafts floating in the vast ocean is so powerful. The scorching sun didn't immediately disappear. The uncertainty of rescue did not instantly lift. But prayer changed the atmosphere within the storm. And perhaps that is exactly what our nation needs right now. Not louder opinions, but people who know how to pray. People who know how to become still in the presence of God and whose hearts remain anchored even when the world around them feels unstable. The second book of Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven." And notice where restoration begins. Not with politics or human strength or fear. It begins with prayer, seeking God. The same God who heard those prayers over the Pacific Ocean still hears prayers today. He is still present, faithful in uncertainty, able to provide strength, peace, wisdom, and hope exactly when it is needed. And sometimes, in the middle of life's widest oceans, prayer becomes the very thing that keeps the heart steady until rescue comes.
Thank you for listening to the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer, which is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up to receive this magazine by visiting our website at americapraynow.com. We also meet in 17 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also meet in West Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Please see our website for dates and times. And until next time, may God bless you.